Okay, today is Daf Kuf Dalad. We're on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We are on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, third line from the bottom. So we just got finished explaining that the machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, in the case where you find where you owe money to one person, one of five people, and you don't know which one you owe it to. Rabbi Tarfon said, leave the money among all five and walk away. Rabbi Akiva said, no, you have to pay all five. That was talking about a case where you didn't swear. You didn't swear falsely, you didn't swear at all. And the question was, do you knas the guy or not? Rabbi Tarfon said, no. Rabbi Akiva said, yes. But if you swore falsely, everybody would agree you have to pay each and every one. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon, where there is no knas. That's how we explained it. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that you only have to pay falsely, you only have to pay everybody if you swore falsely, right? Michti, hechad de mishtaba, what if you did swear falsely, right? Lo sagi de lo hoda, you also have to admit. It's not just enough to swear falsely. You have to admit, and by the way, I swore falsely, and I'm sorry, and I want to do tshuva. Okay, lo sagi de lo hoda. It's not enough without admitting. That's the rule. You have to also come forward. My area v'nishba, then what do you have to have, why does the Mishnah have to be a case of swearing? Afilu below shvua nami, even without a shvua. The Tanya, because learned to the Braitha, Moda Rab Tarfon, Rab Tarfon admits, but Omer l'shnayim, where a guy says to two people, Gazalti echad mikem mone, I stole from one of you. Veni yodea ezer, I don't remember which one. You have to give each one. Why? Shekvar hodim pi atzmo. Because you admitted it. So if you admit it, you don't have to swear. Just like Rabbi Tarfon agrees that in order to fulfill your obligation to Shemayim, whatever it is, you have to pay each and every one. So too, you should the our Mishnah, which talked about going to Madai, right? Chasing after the guy to Madai, right? Why are you doing that? Because you want to fulfill your mitzvah of returning the lost item, right? Tshuva, whatever it is, right? Why does that only apply if you swore? Even if you didn't swear. I want to do my tshuva. I want to go chase. So you know what? You want to do the right things. You go chase the guy to Madai. Why only if you swore? So that can't be the pshat. Ela Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava says like this. Shiny Masnison, our mission is different. The kivan di yoda deman gozle, since you know who you swore from, not like those other cases where you don't know. The odele, right? And you admitted it, you swore falsely, then you want to do tshuva, you know what? I'm a real lowlife. Not only did I steal, but I even lied about it, right? So you come clean. So, kivan de efshar la hadure mamona lamare, since you can return the money, Havale commanda amale, yiyuli biadecha. Your money's in my hand. It's as if he said that. Why? Because only one person he stole from. Not one of five or one of two. It's one of one. Hilkach, nishba. So if he swore, afagavtika amale, yiyuli biadecha. Even if he's, afagavtika amale, even though he said, I have the money, kivan deboi kapara, Lo sagi ademata liyade. In other words, since we know who you swore from, not who swore, we know who you stole from, so since we know, if you don't know, why should I chase the guy to Madai? I don't even know if he's the guy. Maybe I didn't steal from this guy. But now in our Mishnah, you know he's the guy. Right? So if you know he's the guy, return the money. Very simple. You know where he is? You know who he is? You have to go chase him to China even. Halo ishtabahave. But if you don't swear, that's not, you have to swear. But if you didn't swear, gabe pikadon. It's like a pikadon. Right? Your item is in my possession. Ad asu vishakal. Ad asu vishakale. So come get it. But if you swore, then what are you? You're a goslin who swore. And you want to do tshuva, and you know who you swore, and you know who you stole from. There's no dispute, there's no suffix. I'm not sure which. Chase the guy you want to do full tshuva. Otherwise,
after you steal it.
What?
Still eat kapara even if you don't steal.
I know. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, it's long Rashi here. I'm not sure about that. It's a good question.
The only problem is that yeah. Shavua, he's a guy from the week without the Shavua. The Shavua just added on the chet.
Right.
But he's a guy from no matter what.
Correct.
So why would one he could hold the Pekodim, the other he has to chase him to China?
Yeah, let's see Rashi.
The truth of the matter is until he doesn't get it in his own hand,
so
it's not considered as a...
So Rava says, exactly. Rava says, I don't know if this is going to Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Tarfon. They're talking about a case where you don't know who you stole from. You don't know. Someone in the room. I don't remember which one, but it's someone in the room. So then they have a machlokes. Do you just leave the money and let them fight it out, or you have to give each and every one? Is it knas? There's nothing to do with this. Here you know exactly who you stole from. What Rava says. The El Amar Rava. It's the third line, the third wide line. Masnith and Divya Kolhi. The Mishnah is everybody. No one's going to dispute this Mishnah. V'lo dam yid le'en yodea. This is not a case of I don't know who I stole from. The Hasam, over there, bein nishba, bein lo nishba, whether you swore or not. Pligi, Reb Tarfon, Reb Akiva, in Yendina, what's the halacha? The Reb Tarfon, lo mechayev lahachzir liad nigzal. Reb Tarfon says you don't have to give it back to the guy, you can just leave it in the room. Reb Akiva mechayev, afagav, de lo nishba, even without swearing. V'hai deparach de la'el, but we asked yesterday, I Rabbi Akiva, afagaf de lo ishtaba, even if you didn't swear? Lav perchi, forget that. The hasam, dinhu, dafagaf de lo mishtaba, de achzal kol echad. Even without swearing, you have to give back to each one. Shari ein yodeel mi gazal, v'lav v'lo nafak yidei shemayim klal. If you don't give everybody, then you're not yotzi your mitzvah of hashavas gazela.
That's Rabbi Akiva.
But over here, b'masnisin in our Mishnah, the other laman de gazal. You know who you stole from. The whole question was, on what are the circumstances you have to chase the guy to Madai? You have to go track him down. Right? The other laman de gazal. Umodile mishat hauda, de mizumanhu lahashiv. Right? And umodile mishat hauda, and at the time you admit, you mizumanhu lahashiv, and you're prepared to return it. Have legabe pikadon. It's like a pikadon. Your item is in my possession. Hilkach nishbat chila kodem hoda. If you swore first, that's worse. Then you have to actually chase after the guy because you did a worse aveira by swearing falsely. Therefore, you have to go to Madai. If you didn't swear falsely, okay, so let him come get it. You don't have to go chase after him. Let him come get it. Not so crazy. Okay.
I don't know why swearing would make a difference.
I don't understand either.
Oh, yeah,
why swear? The swearing is just an extra favor.
Yeah. It's extra favor, exactly.
But it doesn't make you more or less ragazman.
But the Mishnah said, no, the Mishnah didn't say anything. Right, so the Mishnah said, we read this yesterday. The Mishnah said, Hagozlos chavero, shavar pruta, v'nishbalo, and you denied it. Yolichenu acharav l'madai. You have to even go to him to Madai. Rashi said, now you read this Rashi now, after a day of this Gemara, you realize how brilliant Rashi is. Rashi said, de'ein lo kapara, you don't get a kapara, ad shiachzer l'nigzal atzmo. You have to give it mamish into the hand of the nigzal. Dichtiv lasher hu lo. V'gabe nishba l'shaker ksiv. And it's only talking about a case where you swore falsely. Why is that? I don't know. A lot of mitzvahs in the Torah. I don't know the reason.
So why is that to be a pekadon where you just steal it and
so because by swearing falsely you made it worse. By swearing falsely it's worse. Why? You don't see the difference?
I see an added avera.
It's an added avera.
The added avera, but it doesn't change the status of the avera of the.
Especially in the case of Geneva. Once you stole it, does it make a difference if you stole it and swore falsely or just
exactly.
Or stole it at all?
Well, apparently it does.
Well, apparently it does.
Right. Yeah. Okay, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, you're in a shul, there's five people, you see a wallet lying around.
Yeah.
You pick it up, you walk home with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really should have returned that.
Right.
At that stage, have you done an avera?
I think so.
If you then say...
Then someone comes and says, by the way, you have my wallet?
And you say...
I can't believe you're accusing me. I swear I don't have...
Yeah, now you've done an avera.
That's another avera.
Well, I'm wondering, because if you have in mind, you know, maybe I should have at that moment, as true as it was.
Yeah. You're changing the case. How about this? How about you pickpocket somebody? Just clear.
Right.
Or you hold up somebody with a gun. And say, you know what? You know, I don't remember who it was. I'm not so good with faces. Right?
Yeah.
So that's different. And then you lie about it afterwards. What's the reason why, if you lie about it afterwards, you have to go chase the guy all the way to China? I don't know.
No.
Like, what's lying? Doesn't have anything to do with stealing.
Right.
It's a separate. That's what the Torah said.
No.
Okay, next. Then the Mishnah said, Lo yitein lo levno v'lo l'shlucho. You can't give it to your son, you can't give it to his son, and you can't give it to his shliach. Right? Meaning, you have to give it to the bamish, to the victim himself. The one you stole from. Right? Now we're going to talk about something totally out of left field. Itmar, we learned. Shliach sha'asa'u be'edim. A shliach that you make, that you appoint a shliach be'edim, in front of edim. Right?
To get the money,
right. What's his name owes me money? Right? Reuven owes me money. I appoint two edim, I appoint the shliach in front of edim, go to Reuven, get my money. Right? Rav Chisda Amar, have a shliach. That's a valid shliach. Rava, it's a valid shliach, right? What does that mean? It's a valid shliach. And if something happens to the money on the way back, Reuven is potter. I paid it already. I gave it to the shliach. The shliach lost it on the way. I don't have to give again. I gave the $100,000 I owed. Right? I gave it to the shliach. If the shliach stole it or lost it, it's not my problem anymore. I gave it to the shliach. That's what Rashi says. V'im nentu baderech. If some accident happens, potter bal hamos cheating it in low. The bal hamos who gave the original money is potter. Rabba Amar lo have a shliach. It's not a shliach. Rav Chisda Amar have a shliach. Rav Chisda said it's a valid shliach. Lahachi tarchi v'ugme be'edim. That's why I went and got myself edim. I made a tircha to find edim, right? The liku brushusei. I want the money to be in my rishus. The second the shliach gets it, an accident can happen. I'll take that chance. Rabba Amar lo have a shliach. It's not a shliach. Hachi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Inish mehemnehu. You I trust. I trust you. I think you're a very honest person. E samachta samach. Right? E samachta samach. If you want to rely on that. E bois l'shadure bidei, shadar bidei. If you want, you can rely on this guy. I trust him. But if you don't like it, come bring me the money yourself.
I don't understand one thing. According to Rabba.
Yeah. Going to rob
somebody hired to pick up a gittin. You mean to tell me it's not a good get?
What do you mean pick up a get? What do you mean pick up? Yeah, I know. I'm not.
I never heard before.
I don't remember that a shliach has to be appointed in front of edim. I never had such a thing.
So
what's going on here? All of a sudden, this new thing out of left field. A shliach is machlokas about this. I've never had such a thing. That's why I said, Gemara Daf today is so difficult, because it's like, all of a sudden, this new rule we've never heard before. The words aren't hard, the concept's not hard, just where did this come from? Where did this idea come from? All of a sudden, this rule. Now, Tanan, we went to the Mishnah. Hashol esapara, febar a cow, v'shilcha biad bino, biad avdo, biad shlucho, and I send my son, or my eved, or my shliach, to pick up the lawnmower. I borrow a lawnmower from you. I send my son to go get the lawnmower from you. You said you lend it to me for the day. Oh, biad bino, biad avdo, biad shlucho, shel shoel. Or the lender is a nice guy, right? Shoel's a borrower. I'm sorry, either one, right? Either it's my kid or the lender's kid, right? Go to go pick it up. Umesa, and it dies. When does it die?
Before reaching the
shoel. Potter, right? The Shoel is Potter, right? Why is the Shoel Potter? He didn't get it yet. He never had it. It wasn't in his possession. He never borrowed. Shoel's Chayev on the animal drops dead, right? The lawnmower breaks, the Shoel's Chayev. I didn't get it yet. It's 2 blocks away still, right? Now, Hai Shlucho Hechi Dami. What's the shliach of this case? Idlo asa be'edim. If it wasn't appointed in edim, if it wasn't appointed in front of edim, right? Minoya dinan. How do we know he's a shliach? Guy knocks on the door. Hi, I'm the shliach from what's his name to pick up. Well, who are you? Where'd you come from? Right? So there must be edim. Ella da asa be'edim. Yet, so there must be there was edim. Otherwise, where did this guy come from? Who made him a shliach? Right? Ella, rather, the asa be'edim. There must be edim. Fikatani pater. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, you're pater. Kasha l'Rav Chista. This is a kasha on Rav Chista, right? That said that a shliach appointed in front of edim is a shliach. Here you see he's not a shliach. He's not chayev yet. Kasha on Rav Chista. Fair question?
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers, Kedam Rav Chista, Beschiro Vilakito. Rav Chista is going to give an answer. They're not a shliach, really. He's really a worker. He's really a hired hand of yours. Hachanami, Beschiro Vilakito. So it's like he's a hired worker. He's not really a shliach. Therefore, I'm not 100% sure of this case. So he took the initiative. He says, you know, we need a lawnmower today. Let me go to what's his name and get the lawnmower. I'm sure that boss won't mind. So I'd be happy. I'm a very industrious worker. Right? The boss doesn't even know about it. Then it broke on the way. Right? So the alleged borrower is not chayiv because he never borrowed it. The worker borrowed it. Is that what it says there? So I think the answer is. That's the pshat, right?
Did he make him in front of Edom? He didn't make him. It wasn't Edom.
He did. It was Edom. He wasn't a shliach. He wasn't a shliach. He was a worker for the guy. The worker said, you know what? We need this tool. Let me go borrow this tool from what's his name. I know the guy down the block has the tool. The owner doesn't even know about it. Then on the way to from the lender's house to the borrower's house, the tool broke. Yes, of course the owner of the borrower's house, not chayev. He didn't even know about it. When we said shliach, he meant the worker. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, lo yitain lo levno v'lo l'shlucho. You can't give the money that you stole to the son or to the or an agent. The high shlucho hechidam. What kind of agent is this? Idlo also be edim. If shliach was not done in front of edim, right? How do we know? How do you know he's a shliach? Same question. Ela dala ela lav de asu be'edim. So then it was in front of edim. So the same exact issue. Tirgamar Rav Chista b'schir v'lakito. Rav Chista is going to explain that the mission was talking about. It wasn't talking about a shliach. Again, it meant a worker, right?
You understand the question like what? The guy who sent them
he didn't send them.
How do you know if you don't
have
Edom? How do you
know? Right. So the Mishnah said you don't give it to a shliach.
You have
to give it to the nigzal himself.
It only works this way in Gemara, in Jewish law, not in regular. If I have my employee goes and he automatically stands in the place of the shliach automatically by being a worker.
Right. As long as he's acting in the scope of his employment.
Exactly.
Not if he goes to the liquor store.
100%.
Right.
But here, in the Gemara, it doesn't work that way.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It has to be appointed. Exactly.
Which might be the reason why your agent situation comes back.
Right. So what the case is where a guy shows up at the door, says, hi, I'm here to collect the debt. I'm here to collect, you stole something from my boss, I'm here to collect it. Somebody's giving it to you. You're not, who are you? You're his worker. That's all. Next, Aval Shliach Sha'asav Edomai. What if it would be a real Shliach? A real Shliach with Edom. Right? What would be then? The Shliach shows up. Hi, I'm here to collect. You stole what's his name? He appointed me a Shliach. I have a star. I was appointed a Shliach by 100 Rabbanim. What now? So, Hachanami Dahave Shliach. Of course he'd be a Shliach. No? Wouldn't that be a good Shliach?
Right, but the Mishnah says he can.
So Adatani Seifa, Aval Nosin Hu L'Shluach Bestin. But to Bestin you can give it to that. That you can give it to. So then Liflog V'Lisni B'Didei. Then you should make a distinction, a better distinction. Shliach Sha'asu Be'edim, Hachanami D'Havi Shliach. For you didn't have to drag Bestin into this. If the Shliach was made with Edim, then yes, then you can give it to the guy Shliach. You don't have to give it to him himself. You can give it to the shliach as long as it. What do you have to make bezin? What do you have to make bezin another condition? You have to make it more complicated. Amri lo psikale. It's not a fair. It's not a fair. It's not a fair. It's not a true in all cases. Why shliach bezdin? A shliach bezdin lo shna aso nigzal v'lo shna aso gazlin have a shliach psikale. I'm not sure what that means. What does it mean shliach bezdin made by the nigzal or the gazlin? What does that mean exactly? I'm not 100% sure. What does that mean? It's a shliach bezdin made by either party. However, shliach shaso be'edim, but a shliach made in front of edim, d'chi aso nigzal hu d'have shliach. If the victim does it, that's a good shliach. Guy knocks on the gazlan's door. Hi, I'm the shliach of the nigzal. Here's my shtar. I was appointed by 100 rabbanim to be a shliach for him. Please pay the money. Please pay the ayah that you stole. I'm going to go bring it to him right now. That's okay. Shliach gazlan, also gazlan, if the gazlan made a shliach, lo havi shliach, that kind of shliach is that? It's not a shliach. I don't know. Lo psikole. Therefore, it's not true in all cases, so we don't mention it. But a shliach bezin is true in all cases. Now, this is lafuke mahaitana. This excludes the following. The Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, shliach bezdin she'aso nigzal, v'lo asa gazlin, awasa gazlin, v'shliach hala v'natala shalo miyado, potter. It's potter. Why is it potter? The gazlin's potter. Why is it potter? That a shliach bezin, that gazlin made, right, doesn't potter him. What do you see? That it's not a shliach in all cases. Our Mishnah didn't say that. So this time it's not our Mishnah. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Amri Tarvayhu, they both say, shliach she'aso be'edim, have a shliach. A shliach that's made in front of edim is a shliach. The Imtom Mishnah Seinu. What about our Mishnah? What about our Mishnah? What about our Mishnah? Right, that he says you can't. So that's talking about b'mamsi lo shliach. That's not talking about really where you appointed a shliach. That's where you bumped into a shliach. You bumped into somebody. The amale isli zuzi gabi planya. Some of my money sitting by what's his name over there. V'lo kamashad lahu. He doesn't really want to return it. Ischazi le. Go walk by his house. Dilma inishu delo mishkach lashuri le. Maybe he'll agree to give it to you, right? Maybe he'll appoint somebody. Make yourself, you know, wake him up a little bit. Maybe you could somehow get to him. It's not really a form. It's not really a formal shliach. Doesn't have the halachas of shlichus. Right. Fine. Inami can give chister b'tzchir v'lakito. Or you can give another answer. He wasn't really a shliach. He was just a worker. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, a whole new topic. Ein mishalchin mos bidiyukni. You don't send money, right? Bidiyukni, with a simon. Rashi says, bidiyukni means a simon. Rashi says, mosar lo balapikadon l'shliach simonim. He sent the balapikadon with a shliach, a simon. V'kosav lo chosmo bigeres. He wrote a letter. Umosrilo, and he gave it over. For Amrilo, Lech v'hisara l'ploni, v'itin l'chamos, sheyesh li biado. Here's a document proving that the other guy has your item. Has your money, and I'm going to send it with a shliach to go pick up the money. And I'll write a whole document that it's all true. Don't do that. Why not? Afilu edim chos min aleh. Even if edim sign it. Why not? We'll see why not in a minute. If Edim signed it, then what's the problem? I go to you with Edim that said, you owe me money. What's the problem? Right? So, Amar Shmuel, my takanta, what's the problem? There's a complicated story. There's a lot of names here. Rab Abba havi masik zuzi b'rdev Yosef bar Chama. Right? Which means, Rabbi Yosef was chayiv, owed money to Rabbi Abba. Bar Chama. Right? He owed money to Rabbi Abba Bar Chama. Rabbi Yosef owed money to Rabbi Abba. Right? Amalei, so Rabbi Abba told Rav Safra, Rav Safra, Abba told Rav Safra, Bahadi da'asis, right? Isnai nihile. When you go there, go get the money from Rabbi Yosef. Ki Azal Hasam, when he got there, Amalei Rava Berei, Rava is the son of Rabbi Yosef. Right? So he says to Rav Safra, right? Mi Kasav Lach Hiskabalti? Did Rabbi Abba write a star for you? That says that you have the right to take the money home? Did he do that? Amalei Lach, no, didn't do such a thing. Ihachi, if so, Zil Berei should go back. And go write a shtar that I could do that. We can give it to you. Fine. Amalei lebasel lasov amalei. Then so he went ahead and did it. Right. So lasov amalei. Now Rav said to Rav Zafra, "Ikas of lach nami hiskabalti lav klumhu." That's worthless. Made him schlep all the way back to get the shtar. Come back. He says, and Rav says that's still worthless. Why? Dilma ad osis. While I give you the money. Shachiv Rav Abba, my father, Rav Abba, I'm sorry, not my father, Rav Abba might die. Rav Abba might die. On the way back, he'll die. The Naflu Zuze Kame Yasmi, and this money will fall to Yisomim, to his Rav Abba's children. V'iskabalti Rav Abba lav klumhu. So what's this worth? This is not an authorization from the kids, it's authorization from him. By the time the money gets there, he'll be dead. And it's not worth anything. So, Amalei, so Rav Safra said to Rav, tell him I takanta. How am I ever going to get paid? Right? Not me. I'm here on behalf of Rabba. How's he ever going to get paid? So Zil, Nikninhu, Lach, Agav Karka. Bimakne the money, Agav Karka, which can't be stolen, which can't go anywhere, which is always here. Ta'at Kosavlon. Write the following. His Kabalti. Then it'll be good. Kiha. The Rav Papa, Havi Masik, Tresa Alfe Zuzi Bechuzoi, someone owed him a lot of money. Akninu Nehile, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, so he transferred ownership somehow to Shmuel Bar Abba, Agava Seifa de Beisei, on some part of his house, which is Karka, and Ki Asa, Nafak Laape Ad Tavach. When he returned with the money, Rav Papa was so happy, he went to greet him at Tavach already, so far away. Went to greet him already over there, so far away, because he was so happy he got the money, because he figured out how to do it. Again, what is going on here? Right?
It's overly complicated to send money anywhere.
Right.
Is there a Mr. Haska?
Next. Nasan Lois HaKaren. The Mishnah said, if you paid back the Karen, you didn't pay back the Chomesh, right? Or he was mochel on the Karen, right? Or he was mochel on both, except for a shavapruta of the Karen, right? Ein etzarach leilich acharav. You don't have to chase after him. Alma, what do you see? Chomesh mamonahu. That the chomesh is just money. As opposed to what?
Knas.
It's not a knas, it's not a kapara, right? It's just money. Why? Right? Because if it would be a kapar or a kanas, I should have to chase after him. Why don't I have to? I owe you some money. I have to chase you to China. Right? I owe you money. So I owe you the chomesh.
The nigzal can't be mochel kanas.
He can. I think so. I think.
That's a problem.
That's a thing.
What?
The nigzal can't be mochel kanas because it's not his money. It's a kanas.
Didn't the Mishnah say mochel al zevi al zeh?
Implying it's mamon.
However, it's exactly. You could be mochel it. But the point is, you don't have to chase after the guy to Madai. You don't
that's the difference.
That's right.
Not the mochel part.
I don't know if you... Did Mr. Mishnah say you can be mochel both? You can be mochel knas. The point is that if you're not mochel the knas, or that you don't have to chase after him just to pay the knas. Only the mamon. Alma, what do you see? Chomesh mamonahu. Obviously, it's money. V'im mayis mesham liyarshin. And if the fellow dies, you pay the knas, the chomesh, to the yarshim. Utna nami. Nasan asa karen. The Mishnah says this. You paid the karen. V'nishba ala chomesh. And you deny the chomesh. I paid that chomesh already. I don't have to pay that again. Then what happened? Then you admit that. V'hari mosif chomesh al chomsho. You have to pay a fifth on that fifth. Right? Because that fifth turned into money. Now you deny that, you pay a fifth on that. Alma. Chumsha mimonahu. What do you see very clearly? Chomesh is money, right? If it would be a kapara, right? You can swear, right? The only time you swear is on money, not on knasin, not on kapara things. So it's obviously it's money. Fine. V'tanya nami hachi. We learned similarly. Hagozel es chaveiro. If you steal from your friend, finish below, you'd lie, you deny it, umeis, and you die. Umeis. Yarshim mishalim and karen v'chomesh. Upatur min asham. The yarshim have to pay on your behalf. The karen, the chomesh, but they don't pay. They don't have to bring an asham. V'yarshim bnei shlume chamsha davun havei. They have to pay the chomesh on behalf of your father, on the father. Is that true? Then the Gemara says the parentage. Alma chomesh m'monahu, uboi shlum liyarshin. You see, it's a chomesh. You see, it's money you have to pay. Kids have to pay the debts of their father. Is that true? For a minute, 1 second. It says, Adayin ani omer, emasai. This is talking about a case. It's talking about a case, right? It says like this. It says in a brisa that it says, v'heshev es akzela asher gozal. Why does it have to say Asher Gozal? Right? Al Masher Gozal hu mishalem. But not what, I don't have to pay on behalf of my father. That's a Mishnah, a Bryce that says that. Then it says, it was pick up in the middle, that Adayin Ani Omer, Emesai Eina Mishalem Chomei Shal Gezel Aviv, when don't I have to pay the fifth of my father? When don't I have to pay that? Bizman Shalom Nishba, Lo Hu V'lo Aviv. Nobody swore. Nobody swore. Remember. That's maybe go back to what we started the daf with. If you don't swear, the rules are changed. So I don't have to pay a chomesh if I didn't swear. Who v'lo aviv? 1 second. Nishba lo who v'lo aviv? Who v'lo aviv? Right? He swore falsely. The son v'lo aviv, but the father never swore. Aviv, the father swore v'lo who? Not him. Who v'lo aviv? They both did. Menayin. How do you know? Right? The son doesn't have to pay the chomesh. Talmud Lamer, Asher Gozal, Vasher Oshak, Vahulo Gozal, Vahulo Oshak. Right? Therefore, you don't have to pay the chomesh.
Don't you force him to swear?
What?
If he says he doesn't want to, can you force him?
Say he swore, he lied. No, you don't have to swear. Hi, your father owed me money. What are you talking about? Your father stole money from me. I don't know what you're talking about. I have to swear to that. Right?
But if he thinks the best, he deserves
it. No, your father owed me, your father stole money from me. What do you want from me? Right? Or, I swear it didn't happen. Right. It's a different halachas.
I understand that, but.
You can't make him swear. No, not a son. No. How does a son know what the father's affairs are? You can't make him swear. Anyway, it's a kasha. The prices contradict each other. The first price is said, right? The Yerushim do have to pay the chomesh. So Amar of Nachman lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kancha hode, kancha lo hode. One's where the father admitted it, or he admitted it, and one's where they didn't. Very simple. Ilo hode, keren ami lo mashalim. So if you don't admit it, you don't even have to pay the keren. V'chite mahachanami lo mashalim. And if you say that's true, v'hamid dekam ahader achomesh, but since you're going back and talking about the chomesh, lememor the keren mashalim. So the keren you have to pay no matter what. Va'od, Tanya, you have a brisa, Adayin and Yomer, Emesahu Mishal and Karen, Al Gezel Aviv. When do you pay the Karen on the theft of your father? Kigon Shinishba Huva Aviv. You both swore about it, lyingly. Aviv, what if your father swore about it and then he died? V'lo hu, you never swore. Or who? V'lo Aviv. You swore, your father never swore. Lo hu, v'lo Aviv. Neither of you swore. Minayin, how do you know? In this case, the son has to pay the Karen. Talmud Lomer, Gzeilu v'Oshek v'Aveda u'Pikadon Yesh Talmud. What does it mean, Yesh Talmud? Yasser Rav Huna v'Karba l'Hashmaita Amalei Rabba Bray Yesh Talmud ka'Amar Mar. What does Yesh Talmud mean? That means it's learned out of a pasuk. Oh, Yesh Talmud ka'Amar Mar, or it means he has to pay, and it means it's a svara, right? It's a svara that he should have to pay. Amalei no Yesh Talmud kamina u'Miburi Kra'amin. It's a pasuk. I hold it from a pasuk. Bottom line, what do you see from that? What do you see from that? That the children, right, pay the keren, right? Only the chomesh don't have to pay. So you can't tell me the brisa was talking about nobody admitted it, not the father, not the son. Then you wouldn't have to pay the keren at all. What's going on? Elamai, lo hodo aviv, fahodo beno. The father didn't admit, but the son admitted it. So if the son admitted it, so it's chayav b'no chomesh ha-shvur didei, the father should have to pay, why doesn't the son have to pay the chomesh? If the son, tell my father, they accuse the father of stealing, he denies it, lies, swears, And then says, you know, you're right. So why doesn't he have to pay the Karen? The Chomish he has to pay. What about the Karen? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Karen has to be not the Chomish. Why not? So the Gemara says, V'nitzchai b'no Chomish, ashvu didei, amri b'she'ein gizei l'kayemes. No, the thing is not here. It's gone. So you only have to pay a Chomish if it's still here. It's gone. Where is it? I don't know. It's gone. Okay? E b'ein gizei l'kayemes. If it's gone, then afilu Karen nami lo mashalim. Shouldn't have to pay the Karen either. Lo tzricha d'ik achrayis. No, but you had land. You own land, so they could take the land away. So what Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'chiyik achrayis nechassim? Ma'av, what are you talking about? Milval pehi. This is like a milval peh. Right? What is it? I owe you money. Why do I owe you money? Because I stole and I lied about it. Or my father stole and I lied about it. How can you go take land away to pay for this debt that I owe? Right? The ain't a gova lomana yarshin v'lomana l'kuchos. You can't pay for that.
You can't collect your
assets? No. Omri, the answer is, Bisha Amar Badin. There was already a court case about it. So what'd you lie about?
It's done.
It was a big lie now. Not only did you lie that there was a thief, that there was a theft, and you swore, it was also a Gemar Din in some other beds, and you lied about that too. So you can't, now that it's a Gemar Din, there's a court case about this, they can even take your lakuchas away.
Because you're a serial liar.
Exactly. So then, Amar Badin, Afilu Chomesh Nami Mishalim, technically we don't pay the fifth. Amar of Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Lefishein Mishalim Chomesh, Al Kfiras Shibud Karkos. You don't pay a chomesh on a denial where the whole basis for the payment is through karka. That's the story. Right? Since you never have to swear on karka, right? The denial will not require you to pay a chomesh. Because you can't steal karka anyway. So we have one more second. Rava Amar, Hachomai Eskinan, Kigon, Shahitha Daisika Shal Aviv. Now what happened was, the father stole money from the bank, and he deposited the money in someone else's basement. And the son never knew about this. Right? He never knew. So, HaKaren Meshalem Deha Isay. The son has to pay, because it's here. Pay the money back. But Achomish Lo Meshalem, but the Chomish doesn't have to pay, because Dechi Ishtaba, when he swore, Bekushta Ishtaba. He thought he was telling the truth. With the whole young, he didn't know about this. He didn't know about it. Before we all fall along, the son knows everything, but he's trying to hold the protection of his father. He's going to lie. Now, I didn't know. I didn't know my father stole money from the bank and put it in someone else's house. I didn't know that. The carrot you have to pay. Why? The money's sitting over there. The chomach, I don't have to pay. I didn't know. I didn't swear falsely. I didn't know about it. That's the story. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Ignorance is bliss.